Right now I'm going to play When the Saints Go Marching in five different positions. First in A. Now in second position in the key of E. Third position, the key of B. Fourth position, the key of C sharp. Fifth position in the key of D. Now there's also a sixth position in which you are in the relative minor, so you would play an A harp in the key of F sharp or F sharp minor, and the tonic would be on the second bend of the third hole. That's where you'd get your F sharp. But here, as in some of the other positions, certain problems appear. Some are more awkward than others. So you have to decide what position is appropriate for the song you're going to play. And there are some criteria that we can use. First of all, we have to be familiar with the general sound and character of the different positions and what they offer. Second position is the most versatile and flexible and the most commonly used, and that's our basic way of playing blues. First position has its strengths, however, especially if we want to play on the high end of the harp. Most of Jimmy Reed's high-end stuff is up there. And there are some good mournful things available on the low end of the harp in first position. It's good to familiarize yourself with some of the more famous songs that have been done in the different positions. There's a section on suggested listening in the book that you should take a look at. Third position is very good for minors. Our first three positions are the most commonly used. Third position is the first thing you want to think of when you think of minor keys, but fourth and fifth positions are also good. Now, you can't necessarily do the same things in all positions. Sometimes you can get some of the same lines as I was able to play When the Saints Go Marching in five different positions. But the notes lay in different places. In some positions, certain notes are available as draws, in other positions as blows, in other positions as bent notes, and in other positions not available at all. So you will find certain notes missing in some positions that are available in others, and the intervals that you can play are sometimes different. So it takes a bit of experience to know what position to choose. But you do want to have command of the different positions, because if you're playing all night in front of people, you don't want to have just one approach to every song. One other thing about choosing what key harmonica to play is that you want to choose the appropriate range of the instrument. If you're going to play in first position and you plan to go up on the high end, then generally you only want to play on lower key harps. So if the song is in the key of C or above, I wouldn't recommend using first position, because if you're going to go up on the high end of the higher range harmonicas, then you might be calling dogs from all over the neighborhood. It can be a little too piercing and shrill in those ranges. Personally, I would play first position on a G up through a B flat if I were going up on the high end. On the low end, of course, you can probably play anywhere. In third position, you can pretty much play in any key, but range is still a factor to consider. If you think that playing an F harp in the key of C might not be the sound you're looking for because it's a bit high pitched, then you might want to go to your B flat to play in the key of C, and it will give you a more resonant sound. Now, in order to increase your facility in the different positions, like I said, find good models on record and learn some of those, and learn some of the traditional ways of moving around in those positions. You can also play along with some of the tracks at the end of this CD. You'll be able to play along with them in first position or third position with your A harp. And also, you can try learning how to play some similar things in different positions, just as I did with When the Saints Go Marching In.